A couple of years ago, I proposed a motion to request a food and drink strategy be developed for the entire county of Sligo, and I suppose that was to highlight and promote the excellent, unique offerings that we have in County Sligo. And we want to focus on the best-in-class food experience, also to develop new experiences and to support food and drinks businesses to build capacity and to embrace sustainability as well. And that ultimately is to create, to keep the jobs that we have in that industry and to create more jobs. And I had asked for this strategy to be included as an integral part of the Sligo tourism strategy. From the success of the Sligo food trail, that even visitors who come to Sligo, you know, we're renowned for our fresh food, we're living on the Wild Atlantic Way, so visitors want to eat locally, they want to eat locally sourced food that's produced locally, and they also want to meet the producers as well. So, you know, the food trail, I suppose, that's been doing great work for many years, but now we need a more formal footing, and businesses are asking for more of a formal strategy as well, so that we have a plan and that the plan is costed and funded and then we take it from there.
Well, Councillor, because that's the food and drink sector, it adds so much to the region, it really does. And I suppose, is that why you're kind of eager to have more maybe of a structure in place with it, maybe just a bit of a roadmap, a bit of a plan for it, that you can just to make sure it can continue to give and you can give it as much of an opportunity as possible to help the area, to help the county?
That's it. And it's all about creating jobs and sustaining jobs as well. So as you said, there's a need now for a proper structure to be put on this. So thankfully, funding has been obtained to develop a food and drink strategy. And that's actually for 2026 to 2030. So I'd like to thank Sligo County Council for their support on this. So I suppose for people who are interested and for focus groups who are interested, there will be a meeting, I suppose, or consultation on Tuesday the 28th and Wednesday the 29th of January across the county. And then there's a meeting online on Wednesday the 12th of February. And this gives businesses and food producers an opportunity to participate, to engage with the discovery phase of the project, to share their great insights and their great experience, and to be able to contribute